Hello?
Hello. Hi, is that William?
Yes.
Hi there, it's Jay calling from MMA Legal. You okay?
Yeah, same time.
Good, good, good. Is now a good time to speak?
Yeah, fine.
Real. Just for data protection, William, can you confirm the first line of your address and your postcode, please?
It's 100 Muncomod Road, KA31NU.
Brilliant. Tell us your date of birth.
26-7-62.
Brilliant. So as you're aware, the reason for the call today is to obtain your statement.
Yeah.
Are you free now to go through that with me?
Yeah.
Yeah, brill. Okay. So just explain the statement to you, the reason for it, and how the call will be conducted.
Yeah.
So I will just confirm a few eligibility questions first, just to double check we're not wasting any time. I will then confirm your care settings, and if any are missing or anything doesn't look right, then we will go away and get those details. Search for those details a bit more. I'll then ask you a couple of questions about your time and care, how it's affected you then and now, and then a few closing questions.
Yeah.
You're in control of the whole statement, so if there's any time you want to have a break, you want to disregard the call and get me to give you a call back, just let me know, and I'll do that for you. Okay. So just getting into the statement, I've got your full name as William McChesney, date of birth the 26th of July 1962, current address is 101 Kilmarnock Road, KA31NU, and the date and time of the meeting is Monday 20th of July 2026 at 11 a.m. via telephone.
Yeah.
Okay, Brill. Are you happy to continue tonight?
Yes.
Okay, do you need anyone with you at all?
Nothing.
No. Okay. And do you understand the purpose of the statement is to support your redress application?
Yeah.
Okay. Brilliant. Okay. I'm just going to go into your personal background and entry into care. So can you just tell me a little bit about where you grew up, who you grew up with, and what your life was like prior to being in care?
Well, I grew up in Monsanto. My brother and I went to one time. Always looked fine growing up. There's nothing else to worry about then. Get a bit into care.
Okay. So was it just you, just one brother, was it?
It was just one brother I had, yeah.
Okay. And did you live with your mum and dad growing up?
Yeah. That's it. Okay. I just stayed with my mum and dad all the time.
Okay. Well. And what sort of area did you live in? Was it like a street? Was it a small village, a town?
Oh, it was a town I stayed in.
Okay. Okay, that's brilliant. Okay, so in terms of your health prior to care, was you in good health?
No, I had asthma. Then, when I was a young boy, I had asthma.
Okay. But apart from that, you didn't have any sort of life-threatening...
No, I'm fine then.
Okay, real.
I'm fine.
And what was your education like? Did you go to school?
I went to Ontank Primary School. Then I went to Kilmarnock Academy.
What was that primary school, sorry?
Ontank Primary School.
Ontank?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. And then you went to Kilmarnock?
I went to Kilmarnock Academy.
Okay, brilliant. And did you complete your education?
No, I was only at Kilmarnock Academy for a year. Then I didn't go back to school after it. I kept dogging it. Then I ended up in a panel. Then I was cut away to Kibble.
Okay, no worries. So you were taken to a panel?
Yeah, I went in front of a panel. And they asked me if I would go back to school, and I said no. I didn't like Kilmarnock Academy, so I ended up back in Kibble. That's where they put me.
Yeah, Kibble Care and Education. Okay.
Yeah.
Real. And just to clarify, that was the only care setting that you went to?
That was the only care one I went to, was Kibble School, basically.
Yeah, real. And that was from 19th of May 1977 onward?
Okay,
so you were around 15 when you first went into care. How did you feel at the time?
Well, when I did the first time, you get bullied a wee bit, but I was fine. I could take care of myself then, you know what I mean? I had only two fights in the kibble all the time I was in there. And that was the third week I was in the fight in the main school. And I dealt with that myself. One of the teachers and that brought me up here, the after boy, because I was taught to hammer.
Yeah.
So then I had a fight in the unit when I was put down the money in the units, Moss Edge. I had one fight in there, and that was it. That was all the trouble I had in there, nothing else.
Okay, and is there anything important about your childhood health, learning needs or vulnerability that we should be aware of, or that should have been recorded?
Well, I wasn't very good at reading when I was in the kibble school and all that. But I learned in there. I'm not very good at my writing and that kind of I'm not very good at computers. I don't care how you work them.
Okay, brilliant. So you went to kibble education when you were around 15. Did you stay there up until...
I was 17 or 18, I think, back there.
Okay.
I can't actually remember now. But as I'm saying, I went to school in there in the morning and I went to work in the afternoon, which was quite good because I learnt a trade in there.
Okay.
And they did brickwork, nice make slabs and all that kind of thing, Mr. Beggs.
Okay, brilliant. Okay, so I'm going to go into the care placement section. So this is, I'm going to go through a couple of questions. It is normally one per institute, but obviously you've only got kibble on there, so I only need to ask you these questions once.
Right, okay.
So kibble care and education centre, that was a, what sort of institution was that? Was that a young offenders? Was it
a school?
Was it a listee school, was it?
It's the listee school, yeah.
Yeah.
For school.
Okay, cool. And just in a few sentences, what was daily life like? So in terms of your accommodation, your routine, school, food, hygiene, what was life like there, day to day?
It was absolutely fine in there, in Kibble School. You were in your own wee room in the main school before I lived in the units. You're in your own wee room. You had your own wee room. You're in wee things today. As I said, you went to school in the morning. And in the afternoon, you used to go do out and work. And at night, it was your own thing. You could play pool and all that. Play table tennis, play football. And otherwise, everything else was fine. As I said, I only been bullied twice in there, and that was it.
Okay. And what was the building like itself? Was the building clean? Was it safe?
Oh yes, it was very, very clean. You had to clean your own room. You made to clean your own room and all that, carry on yourself, make your own beds and that. But the main school was absolutely fine. It was clean, very, very clean.
Okay. And what was the food like there?
Sometimes it was all right, sometimes it was crap.
Okay. And what was your hygiene like there? Was you given products to clean with?
Yes. Your own soap, your body wash and all that, your own soap, towels, and that carry on to have showers. And that everything there was fine.
Okay. And the clothing, was you given adequate clothing?
Yes. You had the lights, you had the clothes they give you and the main school was blue and grey top. You had your work boots, you had your own trainers, and that. Your own underwear and socks and all that carry on. And that was it.
Okay, cool. Brilliant. And how did staff and the children generally treat you? Was there any rules? Was there any punishments? Isolation?
No. Yeah, all the time I got isolated when I was fighting. I lost 2 weeks privilege. Can you earn money in that and your sweeties and all that if you wanted, and your cigarettes and your tobacco and all that, carry on. I lost 2 weeks of that just because it was fine. But otherwise, that was it. I never had nothing else to lose.
Okay, not a problem. So was that the only form of punishment? So if it was, obviously, if you've done something wrong, you'd be isolated, or your earning money would be docked?
Well, that's what I'm saying. The money was docked and all that. You couldn't even get your tobacco and all that kind of thing for 2 weeks. I stopped that. Well, I didn't start to smoke. I used to get sweeties and that. But I lost that for 2 weeks, 2 weeks privilege.
Okay.
Not just because of it in tights, but otherwise that money was fine.
Okay. And did anything happen in this case in Kibble that you would now consider as abuse, neglect, or harm?
No, I never got abused at all in there. I only seen one person getting a slap in the head, and that was it. That's one of the teachers. That was one of the boys for Paisley. I can't remember his name now. It's a long time ago. And that was the only thing I ever seen. I never seen any more abuse in the full place I was in.
Okay, so you were not abused by any of the staff?
No, I was never in there. No. As I said, I was only in main school for 3 weeks before I got moved into units. And because I knew the person I wanted that worked in the unit, he was called Scooby, one of the teachers. And because my brother was in the same place, Kibble, and that's how I managed to meet him. Because my big brother was in Kibble School, and he says, I looked after your brother when he was here. And he was the exact same. If I had only trouble, I went and seen him and spoke to him about it.
Okay.
If I didn't like anyone's apartment, I went and spoke to him about it. He was quite good. He was very good.
Okay, not a problem. See, the to be eligible for the scheme, William, you do need to have been victim to some form of abuse, whether that's sexual, physical, emotional, or neglect.
I was never abusing that, never.
Okay. Unfortunately, if you've not been a victim of abuse, you wouldn't be eligible to claim compensation under the scheme.
That's absolutely fine. It's absolutely fine.
Yeah. All right, then, William. Well, thank you very much for your time.
No problem.
Sorry we couldn't help on this occasion. Take care.
That's fine. Okay.
All right. Cheers. Take care. Bye-bye now.
Thank you. Bye.